The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I am Gary Spivey and I appreciate you guys being here. And I have this great show planned, but I can't remember what I planned. But it's really great. It really is, right? Right? Is that everybody around me? And so I woke up in this enlightened space this morning. I woke up and I've been, you know, I've been a little sick, you know, working on, you know, getting my foot together and stuff. But I woke up this morning and I was just wide awake, and I woke up real, spiritually smart. And so I only hope I'm still as smart now as I was when I got up, because I just knew everything. I mean, I'm seeing through walls and stuff, and I'm like, you know, telling everybody around me what's wrong with them. And so that's like, I don't know if that was a good thing for them, but I sure enjoyed it. But it's kind of neat when you have that kind of really high spiritual awareness. You know, you really sort of get it. And so I went through this thing where I realized, and usually there's something going on where everybody's going through sort of the same lesson at the same time. And I realized that you guys are going through the lesson of I'm wrong. What is that? Okay, what is the lesson of I'm wrong? Well, I really do embrace being wrong, because immediately when you figure out you're wrong with something, you're that second, that 1 second there, you have a feeling where you're right. Soon as you realize you're absolutely wrong, like, wow, God, I was really wrong. I'm wrong. Okay. As soon as you realize you're wrong, you're right. So if that's the case, why do we hang on to being right and not admit when we're wrong? Right? Why is that? Well, then after I beat through this and beat everybody up around me, you know, with you're wrong, yeah, you're right, whatever. I realized that it is only ego. Ego does that to you. And ego is a big trick, and ego will mess you up. And I see everybody. I see all you guys, Justin. I saw you go, yep, hell yeah, that's me. Anyway, why are you guys laughing so much? Why are you laughing so much? Let me go to these guys.
Justin and Tom, is that who you want, Gary?
Yeah, I don't want to say the name wrong. I always mess it up. You know, I always call. I call him Justine or something. What's it? Why?
Hey, Gary. So,
hey, buddy. Yeah. So why are you guys laughing? I saw you laughing when I said that. Does this fit the bill with you guys? He has the biggest ego. All right.
Yeah. My ego gets me in trouble with my family, with my wife, with my work. And so I really recently, I think it was Monday, I also posted on my social media, you know, a lesson for ego, which is around practicing humility. And then I did the same thing, and I apologized to one of my subordinates about handling it with too much ego and pride. So it's very timely that this lesson's coming in.
Now I got a great question for you. Okay. What's the difference between pride and ego?
I don't honestly know the answer, Gary.
I don't either. And I pondered that. I thought about that today. And so what's the difference between being just proud of yourself because you did something cool or good or whatever, or you got it and you helped other folks or whatever your thing is to get you an ego, right? Or pride, of being proud of something you've accomplished. And so
I know
ego is you're an asshole. I know that. always ends up.
Thanks,
that
Gary.
Way.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, right. And so she would agree with me though, right? Yeah. Okay, got it. Yeah. I got a vote. See, of course it is. And so ego is a touchy thing.
It is
a touchy thing. And so, but if you can lose your ego, the quicker you lose your ego, the better off you are.
Yes.
And so I used to think that ego was actually a part of us. I did not think ego was a demon. I thought ego was a part of us. I realized later, as I realized I was, what's that word, wrong, right? As I realized I was wrong, I then realized that ego is actually a demon. So
Interesting.
there are ego demons. And if you can get rid of your ego demons, you can straighten up.
Yeah.
And ego demons are very hard to get rid of. They're actually very hard to kill. And so most of the time you can take your sword, wave it around, kill some demons, okay, we're off to the races next, right? Not so much with ego demons. Ego demons are different. And I'm going to teach you guys and show you guys, and I've done this before, but I'll show you guys how to kill your ego demons. And when you do, you will find that your life will work at least 50% better than it's working now.
Wow. That'd be
Five
wonderful.
zero.
Yeah.
That's huge. And Phil, a lot of you guys got your hands warm. Let me see the
Oh,
big
yeah.
gallery view for just a
Yes.
second. Your hands got warm, right? And
Yes.
so 50%. Okay. Now I'm going to say it again. You're going to be at least 50% better off when you get rid of your ego demons. And so I'm saying that to you guys. How many people feel their hands warm, their face warm, got a little lighter? How many of you guys raise your hand real big if you feel that? Wow. Wow. Most of you. Wow. Wow. Okay. So let me start all over. My egomaniacal audience, how are you? And so I'm going to make you at least 50% better right in the beginning of the show. And
Wonderful.
if I can do that for you, well, we can all go home and have a cocktail or something, or coffee or whatever you drink. And but that's really what's happening. That's really what's going on. And sometimes people push your ego buttons.
Yes,
Let me
always.
talk to Terry's iPad. Let me talk to Terry. I got to talk to Terry. Thank you guys. I love you guys.
Thank
Okay.
you.
All right. I love you guys. And so since I'm doing a show on ego, I have Travis with me. How are you?
Great.
Good, good, good. Now,
Super.
if you remember,
Hey,
Travis.
Travis, look good, honey.
I'm trying.
Yeah, it's so
You
remember,
make it look easy.
he does make it look easy.
He
And
does.
I don't know, sometimes when people get it, Terry, and you're an ex, I don't know if you're an ex addict, an addict, whatever you call that thing, right? And you've helped addicts for years and years and years, and you're big and AA and every, you do everything for everybody, just like always. But I mean, he's really a testimonial that he beat through this.
Yeah,
Wow.
God
What
is
a
good.
trip. Yeah, and Dean and I are testimonials that we didn't give up on him, right? Or at least we didn't tell him we did. And so, we thought about putting him to sleep a few times, but anyway, but it was like,
I put myself to sleep.
I mean, he's done amazing. He's doing great. He's working with other addicts and helping them now, which is beautiful. If any of you guys are looking for some help, Travis is like, I mean, I've talked to some of the people you work with, and I'm blown away. I'm blown away with that. And you know what? I'm blown away with how humble you are. You are one egoed out bastard. I mean, you totally are. You're my friend. I love you. But I mean, you had, you just always had this kind of edgy ego thing. What's it like when that goes away? What's that like? What's that like? Are you still working on it?
No, I think my ego came from insecurity, though. I think
I think it comes from everybody's insecurity. What do you think, Terry? What's your thinking? What's your thinking on this?
I think when I think of ego, and somebody put it, this is an AA saying, or I think it is anyway, is it's edging God out. And something happens to people when they realize that my girlfriend says it all the time, I ain't shit without God. So it's like when you realize and you give credit where credit is due, which is, my life and my ideals need to be grounded in God, or I'll get a lesson really quick on how my life needs to be grounded in God. But
That's true.
that's what you're talking about. And I get it
True.
all the time. God has a funny way. Just the other day, I'm criticizing something for someone. And I mean, this is immediate for me. I'm talking about what someone does, and then I do the same thing right then and there in front of them.
I did that too. I did that last week. I did that last week. And then I said, I'm an idiot.
No, we're just human, you know?
Yeah, but how quick did you turn around and realize you're an idiot? I mean, I realized it in that second, right?
It's been happening to me like that for a long time. I said, God, please treat me today the way I treated the world yesterday.
Wow.
That's a courageous prayer.
That's a courageous prayer. It is. Yeah. I like that. What was the other thing you said is an 80s saying about ego? What was edge that? What is it?
Ego is edging God out.
Okay. Say it one more time.
Edging God out, the acronym.
On that time when you said it, my sinuses totally opened. It took that many times of you saying that for everybody to get it. They had to really, you know, sometimes you got to say things over, you know, like when I'm doing private readings with people, especially, a lot of times I'll say something, I'll say it again, I'll say it again, I'll say it again. You guys have seen me do this. And then finally I go, ah, you got it. You got it. So it took that many times.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And so, but edging God out. And so you guys remember that. I mean, I think that's a great thing to remember because I think it's very true. And I knew you had something so brilliant to add. I didn't know what it was, but I knew you did. And I think that's just really, and I think these sayings and these things and these little things that people can remember are amazing. And when you get it, you go, wow, okay, I get that. And then you save yourself all these life lessons of being a total idiot, you know? And so, Travis, have you ever felt like, oh, my ego got in the way and I messed it up?
The last 20 years.
Okay. All right. I had the same experience. Funny. With you. Anyway, that's amazing. I'm sure Dean did. Dean, what's your epiphany with Travis? What's your epiphany? You must have some epiphany with Travis.
My epiphany. Well, I watched him walk through hell, basically, and come out the other side alive, better. He's pretty amazing now. He's helping change people's lives, which, you know, he always had a magic about him, always. And I just think I got lost in all the alcohol throughout the years. And now I just think he's in his self doing what he's supposed to be doing now, helping people. That's what I think.
I think so too. I mean, I really do. I think hats off to you and hats off to everybody that helped him out. I appreciate you guys. Sometimes people just need a friend, you know, and they just need people to get behind them and realize, you know, make them realize, hey, you can do this. You can do this. And so I think it's beautiful. And so that's really, really good. Any other major ego lessons? You know, I realize that, you know, what is the thing where people, when they're wrong, they just don't want to admit they're wrong. What is that, Terry? You know what that is?
You know, I used to be like that. And I realized that somewhere along the line, I didn't, or someone didn't give me permission to be wrong. I grew up in a very, in a household that was very smart, very educated, quick-witted. And if you didn't have the right answers, you were going to be emotionally pummeled. And so it just wasn't safe to be wrong. And, you know, somewhere along the line, someone or life gave me permission that it was okay to be wrong.
Okay, good. Well, so let's, you and I, Terry, and you, Travis, okay, we're going to give everybody permission to be wrong. Okay. Yeah. All you guys have our permission to be wrong. Okay. There. I feel better. Let me give myself that. I have the permission. You know what? I have a rough job because I got to be right all the time.
No, you don't.
And I realize, you know, but I have that job where everybody expects that. Right. Yeah. And so from doing radio shows for years and years, and the magic is in, damn, how did he know that? And damn, how did he know that? Right. And so that's the magic. Right. And so the truth is, I don't know everything all the time. I really don't. And so, am I ever wrong? Oh God, I hate to admit it. No, not really. I really don't hate to admit it. Sometimes I'm wrong. I'm happy always to be wrong, because then I'm right. I figured that out. And so I figured out if I am wrong, I'm right. And I was wrong, but now I'm right. And so once you figure that out, so when you guys embrace that, embrace being wrong and realize, oh my God, I was wrong. And then you're right. And so I think there's a magic in that, real trick. And it all has to do with the ego. So let's kill our ego demons. So I'm going to work on this. I'm going to work on killing our ego demons. And so you want to, hey, Terry, I want you to, when I finally got to where I could kill ego demons, I did this with God. And I did it in the second heaven. Understand there's lots of heavens. One of my gifts is, my biggest gift, I would say, is I can go to all those heavens. God showed me all of them and showed me all these dimensions and all of these heavens and all of these spiritual gifts. And that's, I would say, my brilliance. And I would say that's all I got. And that's it. That's it. But in the second heaven, as you walk into God's castle that looks like the Disney castle, you can imagine a big long road, a big long driveway. And there's the Disney castle. And you walk up underneath the steps and you walk into an indoor, it's not indoor, it's kind of an outdoor courtyard. And there's a big fountain that looks like a big bird bath. And God's standing there and he's handing you his sword. And you guys, this is important. You would want to pay attention and do this. And he's handing you his sword and you say, thank you, God, for your sword to kill my ego demons with.
Thank you, God, for my sword to kill these ego demons of myself.
Perfect. And so you would grab this sword. And now then I want you to stab around inside of you and kill all the ego demons inside you. It's an average of 5 ego demons. If I average the whole crowd, there we are. You'll notice your sinuses have opened. You feel much lighter. Your face is warmer. You feel really kind of good for no reason. And those ego demons are not killed. They're laying on the ground around you. So now you would take God's sword and kill them. Stab them on the ground. They're at your feet. And you stab until you've killed them all. Stab, stab. Some of you got them behind you. Kill behind you as well as in front of you. Perfect. Kill all around. There we go. And as you kill all those ego demons, now you notice your head got dizzy, your hands got light, you got much warmer. Feel all that going on, Terry?
I do. See?
Yeah. You got rid of 7 ego demons. And you don't have much of an ego.
Thank you.
Interesting, right? But those things, and it was teed up with family members. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, now it's not.
We're assigned roles in our family, and even if you want to outgrow them, you got to kill that role.
Well, you just did.
Yeah.
Look, your eyes are bright. Look how good you feel.
I do. I feel really better.
Yeah, almost giddy. How you doing? Good.
I feel tired now.
You feel sleepy? Yeah, a lot of times when you kill your demons, whatever they are, you'll actually get a little sleepy and tired. That makes sense. All right. Cool. There we go. I love you. Did I tell you that? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah. I think God did an amazing job making you.
That's the best compliment I had all day because I've been beating everybody's ass around me. I've been beating everybody up because I've been like, here's what you got. Here's what you got. You know, because I feel this energy where I got to go to a really high vibration. So I can't have anybody around me negative. I just can't. Right now, can't have any negativity. Got to get rid of it. Any negativity has to go, you know? And so I've been clearing all these dark energies. And so that's not always pleasant for people. And so there we are.
Like I've been a crazed, psycho, bipolar B word.
Me too. But here's the, but you know what it is? You've got a high vibration center. And you're feeling, let me tell you what you're feeling, and it makes you feel a little nutty. You're feeling this center that you're going to, and you're headed towards that. And if anybody gets in your way, they better get out of the way. And so that's what you got going. I have the same exact, that's exactly the same thing that I had all day. And so there we go. Look how you feel now. See, you feel light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Popeye drinks spinach and it's get bigger. I feel like part of my insides went.
You Popeye'd up. All right. Perfect.
Popeye'd out spiritually. Yeah, there you go.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. All right. I'll talk to you in a minute. Thank you. Thank
Bye,
you.
Chuck.
Thank you. Thank you. That was really cool stuff. I like that. That was really nice. That was really nice. And so you guys feel that? What was that like, Aaron Wong? What was that like? Did you get rid of your ego demons? You're a very humbled person, you know. Uh-oh.
Please
unmute.
There you go.
I felt really warm when we were using the sword.
Yeah.
Yes. So I definitely had some ego demons.
Okay, six of them.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Uh huh. And you don't have them now. You got rid of them, and it looks good. You have, well, you know what? You have one, sort of, with family. I think the ego demons with family stays with you stronger. Okay, ask God, can you borrow his sword one more time?
God, can I borrow your sword one more time, please?
Okay, now then, stab around in there. Okay, from your heart, stab your heart. There we go. Ah, you got it. Okay, now stab the floor. There we go. Ah, you got it. Look how warm you got.
Yes. Wow, it's like burning.
Yeah, there we are.
And I'm like Travis. I get like so sleepy and tired all of a sudden.
Right? Yeah. And so that's anytime you use your spiritual gifts, that happens. There's a lot of times it can happen when you get a lot of spiritual gifts at one time. And so there we go.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
What a
I'm
great
teaching
topic.
You guys. Yeah. Well, I'm teaching you guys backstage, right? I'm teaching you guys, okay, how do I do what I do? Well, there's all these little things that make me, and I figured out a lot of things along the way, but this is a really big one. The biggest thing is to know, admit when you're wrong, and embrace it. And realize the only reason you don't embrace when you're wrong is your ego demons. So then when you kill your ego demons, it's much easier to be wrong. So if it's much easier to be wrong when you're wrong, it's much easier to be right. And that's how you get to right. So it's a little trick of the trade, but there you are. And so that's how you do it. Nice.
Thank you.
You're looking good. How you doing? How's your life? What's going on?
Well, I'm still dealing with that guy, but I'm getting patient.
Okay, let me show you a real trick that's going to save your life with this guy you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. He has big ego demons.
Oh.
Okay. Ask God, okay, can you borrow his sword one more time?
Can I borrow your sword one more time, please, God?
He goes, how come? Tell him you want to kill this guy's ego demons.
Yeah, can I help to kill this guy's ego demon, please?
He said, only if you really care for him.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Take your sword. Okay. Stab around through the guy, go clearing through him, clear his energy. You know,
yep,
41 ego demons.
Wow,
look how your sinus is open. You got hot. I saw you starting to sweat. You feel dizzy now, light all over. Ah, you can breathe.
Wow, feels like I'm like coming together, like
you are.
Yeah.
Well, the reason is because he had a part of your heart and a part of your soul. You see?
Yeah, I feel like that.
Yeah, because he thought love was quantity, not quality. And so.
And I felt like I was like so entangled to him, and I couldn't get like untangled.
You just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now he'll see things different. Good luck.
Okay.
And you would
thank
just
you
say
so
thank
much.
You, God. Tell God, thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I would say the last two, the Wednesday clearings are amazing. Yeah. It helped me out so much. So everybody
thank
do
you.
It.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Hey. We love you.
Have
Thanks.
A great week. There we are. Good luck with that. That's interesting. So a lot of times, guys, your relationships are entangled in ego demons. Yikes, right? So your relationship is all tangled up with a bunch of ego demons. What is all that about? It's too much work. Anyway, you want to get rid of all that stuff. That's funny. I just love you guys. I appreciate you so much. I'm so glad you're here. So glad I'm talking to you. So glad we're getting rid of your ego demons. That's going to help you a lot. Hey, Jason Gant, let me talk to you. Let me talk to you, because I saw your head go bright all of a sudden. So you got rid of some major ego demon or something, and you don't have much of an ego. You're very humble, so I don't get it. You know, or you appear to be humble, you know?
You never know. You never know who you're watching, right?
Yeah, but you and so anyway, so did you feel lighter once you did that little exercise?
Yes, I did it. I did it for myself, and I did it for a couple people that I'm sort of entangled with. I was.
Oh, okay. You're like Aaron, and so there we are. And so, but now you feel lighter, better.
I do. I definitely feel lighter.
I heard saved your life. I mean, I heard it that way. Your angel said saved his life. I'm like, well, damn.
Oh, wow.
There we are. That's big. Saved your life is big. So whatever that was, you had some ego demons that had you lined up for the kill. Ouch. Oh. And so you don't want that, right? And so whatever that was, now you don't have that. And so how cool, you know? There we are. Make a little sense.
Yes.
Make some sense.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Hey, good luck, buddy. Good luck. You look bright. Sounds good. When I look at you now, you don't have any ego demons at all about you. And I feel you much lighter, much brighter. Your intention is magical. So you have magical intention. When you don't have ego demons, guys, you have magical intentions. Your intentions will come to fruition. Your manifestations will come to reality, and that will be your reality. And so good luck. Looks good. Looks great. It looks great. Hey, thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Perfect. All right. And so, Michelle, who we got? Who we got?
I didn't ask you yet. I've got a whole bunch of people for you, Gary. Are you ready? Okay. First, I'm going to put David Alvarez, if he can unmute.
Do you have
him? Yep, right there. Hi, David.
Hi, it's Danny.
I'm sorry, Danny.
It's okay.
Sorry, Danny.
You got a name wrong, Michelle.
That's okay. David, Danny, it starts
with a D. Now, Michelle, you have to embrace this. You have to go, okay, I was wrong.
I'm wrong. Humbly, I apologize.
Okay, there you go. Okay, you went, and you glowed. You actually, you know, when you did that, you actually got a God matrix. You have this big giant. I saw this big giant God matrix all around you, and it went really super bright. So there we go. Perfect. Good. Good. Looks good. What's your question, buddy? I'm sorry. We're off on tangents talking to each other.
My wife's in the ICU.
I'm sorry.
Here at UC San Diego Health, and I'm asking for healing for her name's Annie, having a stroke, and surgery. She suffered a stroke. So I'm asking for healing.
Ask the angel Michael to help you. Just say, Angel Michael, please help Annie.
Angel Michael, please help me.
Feel your sinuses open?
Yes.
Good. I thought I was killing 420 demons, but I was actually killing more. But there was a whole bunch of demons that were around this and dark energy. And did they think the stroke was in two places at one time and then they were confused? Does that make any sense to you? Or do you know any of this?
No, I all I know is they figure it was, well, they think he might have had multiple little ones, but
right.
she had a massive stroke, basically.
But it was a little different massive than what they thought. They thought it was a massive in one place and it was a massive in several spots. It was a different type of stroke. It was kind of, I don't know how to explain it to you, except I saw in their mind, they think that it's better, you know? And so, in their mind, they think that she can get through. And so, and that's what I see. Now, let me work on her a little more. When does she have this?
She suffered the stroke Wednesday.
Okay.
And she had surgery yesterday.
And did they tell you the surgery was positive?
Yes.
That's what I see.
That's what you see?
Yeah. Very positive.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Yeah. I see it very positive.
All right.
And then I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I don't know how long I was not talking. Dead air, dead air.
Two seconds.
Okay. Yeah, but I was inside your wife's head looking at her. There we go. Ah, there we go. Okay. I managed to go to the dark energy that was around what was really messing her up. And look how warm you're getting now. See?
Mm-hmm.
A different feeling, a different warmth, you know?
Yeah.
There we go. Ask God to help your wife.
God, please help my wife. Please help Annie.
He said you're a good man. He'll be glad to.
What's that?
God says you're a good man. He'll be glad to.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. You do him all kinds of favors. You help people for no reason. You're kind of like that guy. You just help people all the time. That's a good person to be. Yeah.
Thank you.
No, I should thank you. Thank you for being that guy. And so there we go. Okay. I'm clearing her off and if they adjust her blood pressure medication correctly, she'll be all right.
All right.
But that's the trick. That's the only thing. That's the only thing I see a little negative, you know.
And so they're working on that.
Is that what they're doing now?
Yeah. I mean, all their numbers are in a positive direction.
Right. And so they're just trying to get the meds to work together, you know?
Okay.
And so just really kind of be on that with them. And I know you're not a doctor. I know you're not a doctor, but act like you are almost and pay attention to them getting those numbers really good. Make sure I see a little confusion there where, you know, one shift of doctors go out, one shift comes in, the other one forgets to write it down. You know what I mean? I'm seeing a few boo-boos. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm seeing some boo-boos. And so you want to just really make sure that the blood pressure medications are really paid attention to in some crazy way.
Okay.
You know, and so there you go. You got it now. There we go.
Okay.
That changed things. And so anyway, sending her a lot of love and a lot of light, and you too, buddy. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Kenny.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you. You want people, you know, you really want people to be healed, be okay, be safe. And then, you know, life gets better. You know, you actually, a lot of times you think, well, damn, this is the end of the road and I'm going to die. And then you realize, no, I'm not. And you realize, oh, wow, I'm sick. And then you realize, no, I'm healed. I mean, it's really crazy. I see Gail Fitzsimmons shaking her head. Yeah. Gail, how are you? Let me talk to you. You're my favorite person in the world.
Right, Gail.
You know,
hi, I love you.
I love you back.
Doing good. How
you, you know, you had your like stage four episodes, you know, cancer, and now you don't.
Right.
And I'm really proud of you. Thank you. We had another one last week. We had two people that had that in one podcast. We had two people that said, hey, you know, I had stage four cancer, now I don't. Wow. You guys
want to live.
You want to live, right? And so, you know, it's kind of like that. It's kinda,
like your sidekick. We're kicking it.
Yeah. Well, you really are. You're beautiful. And so, how's your week going? How's your week going,
good.
Girl?
I'm just relaxing. I'm going to be starting a big job next week for 3 weeks. So I'm just kind of storing up my energy so that I have all the energy to go back to work for a few weeks.
Look at you.
Yeah.
There. I'm proud excited. Of you.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
Proud of you. And Gail's a professional photographer. That's what she does. You know, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And so you were You know, we all go through our dilemmas. We have our little dilemmas. We really do. We get through them. Thank you guys for praying for me so hard when I had the, you know, the very serious, you know, drop dead forever COVID thing I had. You know, but there's you know, if you look to the light and realize if there's just an ounce of that God light and healing energy, you're going to be fine. You're going to manage to beat through it. And like you did, Gail, thank you for being that brave. Thank you for being that strong.
Thank you, you know, for helping give me the confidence.
Yeah. Well, I just see what I see. That's who you are. That's who you are. I love you. I just want to say I love you. That's all. And I'm so proud of you.
Love you back. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing a person again sometime soon.
Well, just come see me anytime you feel like it. How's that?
I will. Hang out with you.
Perfect. Yeah. Right. Perfect. Perfect. We were at Judy's house and you came for a private reading last time I was in town there in Minnesota. And I made you just lay down in one of the bedrooms and just, I said, you got to just stay here for a little while. Yeah. You know, I said, cause you got to stay in this healing vibration. A lot of times I have a lot of healing light around me because of what I do. And I just felt all this healing light all day long. And it was really for you. And I just saw you just get brighter and brighter and brighter. And so just thank you. Thank you for being you.
Thank you.
Love you. Wow. That's really amazing.
Thank you, Gail.
If you really think about how amazing that is, guys, that's freaky amazing, right?
I put it in the chat. I said, Gail kicked cancer's ass.
Put it in the notes.
Yeah, I put it in the chat so everybody can see it. So anyway, way to go, Gail.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And you got to look at it. And you got to look at it like that. I remember when I was, you know, I'd never been sick, right, Dean? I was just never me sick. I mean, everybody would have the flu, and I never got the flu.
You never really get the flu, cold, nothing. I mean, the first thing I got was the COVID. It was the first real sickness you ever had.
I never had any sickness until then. And then I remember I was in there and they said, well, here's where your number is. And I said, what does that mean? And they said, well, that means that you might die anytime. And I go, oh, damn. And they said, you can't breathe on your own. You're not able to breathe. It's all on the machines. Nothing's coming from you. And except it was like a 2 on a scale of 1 to 100. I had a 2, whatever the hell that is, nothing much. And they said, it's got to get better because if it moves the other way, then, you know, you're out of here. And so I remember it went to a 3. And I'm like, yes. And then I remember it went to a 4. Yeah. And it was so slow crawling out of this hole of these little numbers, you know, to make you really realize you're going to breathe again on your own someday. And it was pretty wild and to see all this happen. But you don't really, you wouldn't believe how much faith that you get as you guys, you need to get this Gail Fitzsimmons faith. You need to get the Gary COVID faith. If you got that kind of faith, whatever your little problems are in life, they are minimum. They are very minimal. You're going to survive. You're going to be all right. And so you just got to kind of realize that and then you're going to be fine. That's good. And drop your ego, which we got rid of your ego demons. That's major. I'm so happy we got rid of that in the beginning. I feel so much lighter talking to you. That's good. That's really, really good. Let me talk to Alex Sanchez, if I could. Let me talk to Alex and see what he's up to.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, you're coming to the next retreat, right?
I am. I'm planning on it. Absolutely.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. I'm excited too. What's your question? You got some question. What's your question?
Oh, I do have a question. It's about the retreat, actually.
Okay.
And I asked what you see because I had planned on seeing Kevin Trudeau on that Sunday, and I want to stay at your retreat all the way till Sunday. So which one do you think I should do? Leave early on Sunday, go to his, stay for yours, or what do you think? What do you feel since this is my first retreat?
Oh, wow. Okay. Why don't I invite Kevin to come over here on Monday?
That'll be fantastic.
All right. Let me ask him.
I would love that.
Yeah. Sometimes he likes to rest after he's got these big things, big retreats that he does, you know? Okay. And so a lot of times when he rests, he'll come to my house and rest. Right. And so awesome. Just hang out and recharge, you know, we meditate, you know, stuff like that. And so, yeah. So let me see. So there, so it all works
that'll
out.
Be, okay. Lovely. That'll be, I'm just so excited. I'm just excited by going to the street and seeing you in person.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can do that. That sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds perfect.
And so, and Gary, do you see any, you, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, do you see any dark energies around me or anything like that that need to be transmuted or?
You know, well, all I see is a little bit of darkness, you know, and I can't, there, I just got rid of it just by barely thinking about it. Okay. So it's, you're not hard to clear, buddy. You're really easy to clear. Awesome. And when you went to clear your ego demons, you felt a little lighter, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You had one ego demon.
Okay.
One ego demon is like having, you know, it's a difference
that's
between,
good, right? Having, that's a good thing.
That's not bad. You know, that's like having a little cold versus having, you know, the Sasquatch flu, you know, or something, you know. And so you barely had anything. It was like that. Very good. See, you feel like, good luck, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so
be
much.
Be you. Play yourself in the movie. That's a good thing to be. It's a good thing to be you. This is good. It's good.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, the retreats are always fun. They're really, really good. Really good. Let me talk to Benjamin Rocha and see what
I had him on my list already, but okay, I'll go to him
you
first.
Do? All right. All right. Let's see what he's doing. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? How are you?
How are you guys doing? I'm doing fantastic.
Oh, good. We enjoyed you and your wife so much at the retreat. You guys are beautiful. We had so much fun with you. And so,
yeah, it was like being surrounded by 20 to 30 of my best friends. I tell that to everyone.
You were like, so it was like you and your wife were like hanging out with my best friend, so that was beautiful. You know, after the retreat, you had mentioned that your diabetic numbers changed. What was that like? Did that happen?
Yeah, it did. I think immediately right after the retreat, I noticed my insulin sensitivity actually increased, so I didn't need to take as much insulin. Like, I would wake up with extremely low numbers and headaches, and like I had like sugar withdrawals, but it was interesting because not too long after that I got sick, and I think that kind of affected it.
Okay.
I'm not certain. Yeah.
But you got, yeah. Did you get a bug sick or something like that? What kind of illness? Do you say or you don't want to say?
I'm not certain. I can't remember. it was either the effects of my drastic blood sugar level change, or it was a cold. Because sometimes it could be. I remember in a previous tapping in, I think you mentioned like sometimes we heal so fast that our body, or no, it was Kevin who said that if we all of a sudden our levels drop to where they weren't before, our bodies feel sick because so much is leaving, you know, it's like we're having withdrawals.
That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I look at you now though, you know, I'm just clearing away any little dark energies. You are such a sensitive, energy sensitive person. And so I see a little blob of stuff around you. You know, clearing you looks like clearing myself, frankly. And so I'm just clearing away some of these dark energies that are around your very sensitive body. And there we go. And I'm getting it now. Look how warm you got. See? Feel it?
Yep. Yeah. Right.
I cleared away a bunch of dark energies, and you're being attacked from the highest level, really. You don't have little Bambi demons after you. You got a real Sasquatches and McCoys, you know. And so there we go. Now then, look how warm you feel now, right?
Yep.
I make it look easy, but I used 1700 plus spiritual gifts to clear you right then.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right? Because you actually have so many, you had a lot of dark energies attacking you on multiple levels because you're such a bright light. Well, you're such a bright light because you have so much to give. And so just keep giving, keep being you, okay? And so keep meditating, and there we go. Now look how you feel now, right then. Feel that? Yeah, I got you a brand new spirit. If I told you everything I did, we would be talking for 3 hours. And so, but I can do it really fast. And so I cleared all this stuff. You're going to feel a whole lot better now.
I feel teary. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. That means you got healed. You know, anytime you feel tears, that means you got some healing going. So there we go. You're going to feel much, much better. Now, let me look at, they told me to look at your pancreas. Okay. When I look at your pancreas.
Sorry, pancreas. Okay.
Yeah. When I look at your pancreas, I see a snake swallowing it. Okay.
Not just biting it, swallowing it. Okay. Well.
Yeah. And so I want you to ask God for a sword to clear that with. Ask him.
God, please give me the sword to clear the snake off of my pancreas.
Reach and get it. There you go. You got warm as soon as you got it. See, feel that. Yours turn red. There we go. Okay, now I want you to slice that snake entity off of your pancreas. Just take it and slice it to smithereens. Slice it up. There we go. Slice it up. There we are. You got warm on the top of your stomach. Feel the top of your stomach getting warm?
Yeah.
That's your pancreas. Okay. So now then I... Okay, feel that? Now you got slightly dizzy in your head. Okay, all right. Yeah. Okay, all right. And that's just your vibration went so high, all the dark energies went away from you. And so there we are. And now you got...
Everything just became clear. That was crazy.
It's like the lights came on. See the difference? Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. So we got rid of the major entity that was attacking you physically. And so that was a major one.
Well, thank you for that. I one of the cues that I've been getting is that I can sometimes, like I remember at the retreat, you helped me figure this out, but I felt biting sensations where like, it was like something stabbing me on my pancreas, but you helped me clear that. I just was looking out for that, but I never expected one kind of like a python trying to swallow it, you know?
Well, it's always something different. And so you ask God what it is. He'll let you see it. He'll let you see it. You look good now. There we go. I see everything bright around you. Boy, your head's bright. Look how good that feels. Ooh, you know? Nice, buddy. Hey, well, thank good you luck.
Hey, good thank luck. You. I also, I had one question. Sorry, okay. I don't want to take up too much time. It was about my one of my sisters who just recently had a massive seizure. I talked to William about it, but I was wondering if you could help me figure out. Because she's been having like absent seizures these past few years, but she hasn't had a massive one this big for the past 20 years. Do you know, I know she's very sensitive to light, and William was saying also to not just the sun, but screens as well. Do you know what was the major factor in causing that most recently?
It feels like it was some altered thing in consciousness. I don't know if she took a pain pill or if she, you know, I just see her energy changing or a bit with her vibration. And so, but it looks like it could have even been as simple as an aspirin, but it feels like to me, it was something that sort of sedated her a little bit. And that keyed in this seizure. Did it happen at night or day?
It happened in the morning. She doesn't remember exactly when it happened.
Was she in bed?
Yeah, she was in bed and then she woke up on the floor. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see where it was. And so I just, you know, cleared what I saw. Okay.
Okay.
So.
All right. But, well, thank you.
Yeah. She has to be very careful of medications.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, she was taking two of them that most recently, and I know sometimes the side effects can be really fast depending on your physical state. Do you know if it was the muscle relaxer or it was the naproxen? Yeah. It was the muscle relaxer?
Yeah, well, there we are. Remember, I told you it's a pain, like a pain pill. Muscle relaxer is a pain pill, sort of. See what I'm saying? Yeah, That keyed in the seizure. I have a stepbrother, and he had severe seizures, and I was able to figure out what. And it was because he was smoking pot. Weirdly, he would smoke pot, and he would have a seizure, and so I figured that out. I said, "You're smoking pot." He's like, "No, I'm not." I'm like, It's me. You're not busted. I'm just telling you what the hell you're doing." And that's keying in the seizure. He goes, "Okay, I'm smoking pot." Right. And so, but that was, and so he quit smoking pot and he never had another seizure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I will let her know that.
Muscle relaxer. Yeah, there we are. Like a what?
Muscle relaxer. What else was she taking?
She was taking naltrexone and a muscle relaxer.
Naproxen, I think that's how you say
Naproxen. Okay, but I see it was actually the muscle relaxer.
Okay, perfect. Okay?
Yeah, so she's got to chill out on all that. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I'll tell her.
Good well, luck.
So much, Gary. Thank you.
Hey, buddy. Thank you. Take care of yourself. I feel like you solved a lot of stuff. It just feels, you know, I don't know what happened there, but it feels like something got better. You know, it feels like we solved something, you know, which is good. It feels good. That's what you do. You just solve people. You help them. You try to solve whatever's messing with them and whatever's going on. And life is better. If they get better, you get better. That's sort of what it amounts to. And so there we go. It looks good. Let me talk to Nathan. Nathan looks, Raffaello. How do you, let me say it.
I had him on my list too. Okay, Nathan Raffaello. That's,
yeah,
I got him right here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Ruben's brother. And so there we are.
Hi, Nathan. Good.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. I just saw a little dark energy around your head and I was going to clear it for you. Okay. And so there we go. I just pulled it off of you. And then I saw a dragon demon behind you. And so and I cleared that thing. And so there we go. And there we go. There. And so now then, feel how your sinuses got a little lighter? You feel a little better, a little brighter, a little lighter? There we go. Now you feel light everywhere. Really light. Good, 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 good. You know, and I make it look easy, guys. I make it look easy. But, you know, all the time when we're on tapping in and you're getting all these spiritual gifts and you're going, okay, I got another gift. So what? I got another gift. So what? I got another. No. All these gifts add up, they really do. And so when I look in and with you, I see over 2,000 spiritual gifts I use to clear you. And so, and interesting, right? And so, but now, and I see this brand new spirit slipping inside of you and you going into a magical sort of glow of a God matrix. So whatever that is, just manifest whatever you want and it'll show up. And so there we are. And so you feel teary because you get really healed up. And so there we go. But it's beautiful. I see your light. I see your heart. God's handing you a new heart. God's handing you a new brain. God's handing you all of this stuff. I see a golden road. I see a major golden road, actually. And so, hey, great. It's all good. It's all good. There we go. Perfect. Perfect. Anyway, I love it. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Any questions? Anything you want to ask me?
I think you just answered all of them. You know, that was it was a little situation that I was dealing with, but seems like it's all clear now.
Well, if it feels better, it's clear. So there we go. Good luck, buddy. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Feels good. Feels good. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so there we go. And so let me just look around with you guys. What are you guys doing? Sometimes if you guys... If I don't talk to you for a little while, it's like, you know, like like little kids will go get in trouble when they're quiet. You go, I hadn't heard from you lately. Uh-oh. What's up with your ass? You know, little kid will be, you know, lit the barn on fire or something crazy. And so anyway, that's cool. Yeah. So let me talk to Mark Milos and see how he's doing. So Mark, have you burned down any barns lately? Anything going on with barns, matches?
No, I'm trying not to be a pyro.
Oh, good. Any yeah. questions? Anything going on? Any epiphanies? Any awarenesses? Anything happening? Anything going on?
Well, this week was our 14th anniversary, so I've just been very reflective, I guess.
Okay. You know,
so I've been taking stock of everything that we've gone through, that we've accomplished together. So it's been very, very introspective this week. So, which is not normal. You know, normally it's busy. So, yeah.
She feels like a keeper to me. I don't know about you, but I mean, I think she's a keeper.
Yeah, I won the lottery. Yeah, I won the
lottery. I think you did win the lottery. I think so. I think she's amazing. You know, that's nice. When you talk about your spouse, you know, whether it's your husband, your wife, or whoever you're with or whatever you're with, you know, and you go, I think I won the lottery. That's a beautiful thing to say. That's really true. That's good. Well, I think you won the lottery too. So I'm just going to tell you the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. God's giving you a super big golden brain. That's multiple rainbow colors, and he's putting it in your head.
Thank you, God. Thank
there
you.
We go. And it's connected to your heart as well. There we go. And there we are. Look how good that feels. That's crazy. I hadn't seen that gift before. It's a combination of a golden heart and a golden brain with blue rainbows. So it's really, that was a very interesting looking gift. What does it do? I heard everything. It balances. So this is the gift of balance. That's a good gift. That's a really great gift. And so all you guys, you should piggyback on this gift and ask God for that gift, because that's the first time I've seen that particular gift. But it balances your mental awareness and your emotional well-being. Nice. That would be heaven on earth, right? And so, beautiful. That sounds good. I was looking at pictures of you guys today, and I saw your little boy, and oh, God, what a joy. You know, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
He's a lottery winner, too.
right?
Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah,
you are a lucky bastard. You fall into that category. So anyway, my lucky bastard friend, I'll talk to you soon. I love you. All right.
You guys too.
Thanks.
Happy anniversary, Mark.
That's really good, right?
Oh.
I won the lottery.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
Won the lottery. Right?
People do. You know, I think everybody, you know, I think a lot of times too, when you're, you know, you're getting emotionally beat to hell to death sometimes. And so you really, it's hard to imagine that there are people who don't, right? There are people who are very, very happy, okay? There are people that really go, I've won the lottery. You know, I am with the person. I mean, I'm with this beautiful person and I'm in love. And even on the bad days, and there's always good and bad days. But so, I mean, I think that's so amazing to do that. Let me talk to Christy. Christy's got all these gifts hanging out around her. I want you guys to share her gifts. She's like a freak. Hey, gift freak, what's up? You know, unmute yourself.
Hello.
You got all these gifts around you. I see them. They're like stacked around you. Okay. Have you been meditating or what's going on with you? What's happening?
I've been meditating quite a bit. I've been needing to, not struggling, but there's been a few areas where I just need to clear a lot and meditate a lot.
Mm-hmm. Ask God for a serrated sword.
Can I please have a serrated sword?
You guys should ask for this gift. God, may I have a serrated sword, please, to get rid of all my junk. There you go. You got it. Okay, go around and around and just clear all your dark dimensions and all the stuff and off your idiot family. You know, it seems like your family's driving you crazy.
You know, I love them all so much, but it's just a really busy time for us. So I'm just trying to keep up with everybody and help everybody and divvy my time. And
it's hard to figure out if you're the idiot or they're the idiot. You know, it's like kind of like, what's going on with you guys? Give mama a break, would you please? Yeah. And so there you go. I just helped you a little bit clear off some stuff. So now it looks a lot brighter. Some of your family's moving. Who's moving?
Ryan wants to move out west. Ryan's planning on moving out west. My number three kid, him and his girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah. Good move.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
Yeah. Good move.
It's a big move for him.
Yeah. It's okay. It looks like it's a big move for him.
Yeah.
In more ways than one, in a good way.
In a good way. Yeah. Oh, that
yeah.
helps
me. So I feel great about that move. So that looks good. I like it.
You're psychic or something that's been on my heart lately. So thank you, Gary.
Yeah, I can feel it. You get it off your heart. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there. You just need to rest a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a little tired. I'm just clearing off the darkness. It's making you tired. There we go. Now you feel better.
Oh, I do. Thank you. One of the gifts I received this week, I actually raised my hand briefly and then lowered it because I thought, man, he'll call on me if he sees it. One of them was, it looked like, best way I could describe it is like a whip, like a cowboy would, or like, you know, that like you whip things. Mm-hmm. But when I would like, it was like a
you have any of that going on?
Whip?
Maybe it's not a,
he's got,
like a,
he's got a new girl.
Lasso. What's
that?
A lasso.
Oh, a lasso. Oh, no, a lasso.
That's the word. Sorry. Thank you, Travis.
Oh, it's not a whip. It's a lasso. I was making sexual innuendo jokes, you know, to Travis. But anyway, no, but he, you know, he's got a new girl that he's got this. He's like all got, you know, he's all giddy with, you know.
I don't know.
You're talking, Travis.
Yeah. He never knows what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah. And so, but you're talking about a lasso. You got a lasso.
And when I use it, I can see it's like iridescent, like rainbow energy, but I don't know how to use it. Like, I don't know what exactly it does.
Let me figure it out. God gave it to you. Oh, your family, you get weird when your family members go kind of off the chain. they freak out and do crazy stuff. It reels them in. You lasso them and it gets them centered.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, I remember this gift. I got this gift a long time ago. And it really does work. And so you just pull people in and they get centered again. Okay.
That's a beautiful gift.
You have one kid that's crazy. What's a crazy one? The youngest one? Which one's crazy?
He's crazy, but I love him. He spent all morning helping me. He's the best kid. But he's... Yeah. A wild child. Yeah, he's a little bit crazy.
Okay, let me, okay, use that gift on him and let me tell you what it did. Okay. Ah, okay. Yeah, you just did it. His head twisted round and round, and he wasn't only backwards in his body, he was twisted around three or four times backwards in his body. So he looked like a spinning top, and he went, you know, and now he's focused. So that lasso gift will give you focus as well as other people you love.
Beautiful. Thank you, God.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal gift. So you keep on getting these. You really do get big deal gifts. You really do. Like whatever channel you're on, you get all these big deal gifts that do crazy things. And so that lasso gift is a really amazing gift. So if you've got everybody going off the chain, crazy family members around you, use this lasso gift, and that's, you know, Christy, that's a major gift. I saw all these gifts around you, and God said, call on her, and she's got some stuff to share. So there we go. That's good. See how warm you got?
I'm roasting here, yeah.
Yeah, you see, that's what it's like. That's what it's like when you channel all these gifts for people. I mean, there's times where, you know, I've been sick for a couple of weeks with my foot thing that I'm going through. And it's been crazy because I just will sit and channel in all this light and heal people all day. And I'm having just a great time doing this. And so that's kind of what you do. You know, you fall into this kind of different category, you know, and you're channeling all a bunch of amazing gifts and they really heal folks. So, hey, thank you. I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. Appreciate and Travis, thank you for telling me it's a lasso. I'll stop telling people I have a whip.
Oh, you see it? Oh, that's cool, because you know, that was neat, you know, because I'm like trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with this one, right? so I was picking on you because I didn't know what else to do. You're an easy target, low hanging fruit. All right, so but anyway, but that was good. All right, thanks, honey. Thank you guys.
Hey,
love you. Good, here we are. I love it. I love you guys. What's happening? Anyway, ask me questions. Who we got? Who we got, Michelle? Who are we talking to?
Thank you. I got Eric Viana.
Eric? Oh, you got him?
Yep.
Okay. Eric,
unmute. Awesome.
Hey, what's up, Gary?
Hey, I returned you. I texted you 40 times and you don't return my text. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Maybe it's Mercury retrograde messing with everything. I don't know. What's up, Travis?
What's going on, bro?
Looking good.
You too.
Right on. Oh,
so what's happening, buddy? So ask me questions about whatever's happening.
Well, you know,
I send you light. You know, you do know I send you light if you ever text me. You know that, and I clear you off. So tell me ask me questions. What's happening?
So it's kind of crazy that you started out with the ego thing, because that's something that I've really been trying to work on and been having a bit of a struggle with it. And it's I think it. You know, I spoke to you many years back, and, you know, God popped in and said a bunch of amazing things, but he also said one thing that kind of had me concerned. And he said, you know, you're going to go through 5 years of hell, and I believe it's going to be in your head. And I kind of feel like I'm there, because it's been pretty much a pretty rough struggle for me. and I've been trying to get a grip on it. And I do think ego had something to has something to do with it. And I'm trying to figure that out and trying to see if I'm coming to the end of this thing, or how long is this thing going to be around, or what I can do to get out of it.
I can help. Here's the thing. They told me to do it. Okay, so I'm just going to do it. I'll tell you what gifts you need at the end of this, but I'm going to just do it with my gifts. Okay. I'm taking a special sword, sticking it through the top of your head, going down to your feet, and watching the ego demons fly out. Okay. That was from God. It was his sword. I'm also asking God for the most precious heart for you, to give you the most precious heart. And so, and there he goes. He's handing you a heart. Pull it into your chest. And it's called the precious heart. And so this is a heart that allows you to love like you love your children. And so this is a very special heart. And now then, he's giving you, this is funny. He's giving you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 heads, 5 brains. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you got, I don't know if you muted, I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
5 brains, huh?
Oh, there we go. Okay, good. Yeah, 5 brains. I see. Here's what it is. You're going into higher levels of spiritual stuff, of spirituality, into Zion heaven, and you're going into the 5 different brains that it takes to deal with the 5 heavens of Zion. Wow. And while you go through that process, you really feel nuts. Okay.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I did it. Okay. Oh. And I'm just telling you what I felt like. I felt like, oh my God, I'm out of my mind. But I could do, the only thing that gave me a comfort was I was a spiritual freak of nature and could do miracles. You know, so the cool thing is I could do miracles. The bad thing was I was crazy, you know, so it's the best as, and Dean will testify to that, right? Dino, you know, hello.
Oh, Michelle, on mute. What? Oh. Crazy?
Oh, during the time when I was really going through all the Zion stuff and I was getting, I was trying to, how do I say, adjust my connection with all those new heavens. I was pretty crazy, right?
Very crazy. And that was a nice way of putting it. Had to adjust to you. I like that. But anyway, yes, you were very crazy during that period.
He would call it a lot of other things. And so, as I'm sure people around you do. And so, but you're just adjusting to this energy that you've managed to tap into. So you're at a very high level, trying to get used to it. And so Earth is turning into a heaven. It really is. Earth is a heaven and is turning into more of a heaven. And as it goes through this, it's going to pick on a few people and they're going to get there first. Well, as you go through this, you know, you're going to feel a little nuts. And, yeah. And so that's what you've got going. Let me see if I can help you with that. There we go. 1, 2, 3. I can do it real fast. 4, 5. There we go. I did a bunch of stuff. Now your sinus is open. Yeah. And you feel like a little bit like yourself now. There we go. Feel the difference?
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sensitive to the energies, and I don't know how to turn it off. I don't know how to not, like you said, tapping into to certain energies. I think sometimes I'm tapping into the ones that I don't want to, and I don't know how to stop from doing that.
Yeah, I would say that Travis, it would be a great example of that. I think you do that. I think you go real high, and then, you know, I think you're out of your mind, and then you'll come up with something that's totally brilliant, and it's so focused. Have you caught yourself doing that? Where you'll go through all this, and then all of a sudden you're so focused that you nail something, and you realize, wow, you know, and you're in the real center of the street on something that could be obscure, but it's important to you, and so I see that's all you're going through, buddy. You're just going into these higher dimensions, higher realms. You'd have to move in with me for a couple of weeks. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. And you're welcome. I'm being Thank honest
you.
With you.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, I come to see you and hang out with you for sure.
Yeah, for but sure. I'm saying you know, this is like you're just going into these higher realms because I see you doing higher goods for a lot of people. You're quite the networker. People totally love you. You're super popular in all your circles as you've always been. And you know, you have a lot to give. And so they're trying to get you tuned up to give it, basically. And so that's what this is. Now let me see if I can get you really straightened up. This is interesting. God himself is giving you a God spirit. So I see a big God spirit. In other words, I see God slipping into your body. There he goes. And he just slipped right down into your body. And there you go. And there you go. And there you go. Now you can breathe. Feel the difference?
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Yeah. You can feel it, though. It's a crazy feeling.
Yeah.
And now you feel bright, slightly happy for no reason. All good. All good. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Thank you.
And if not, move in with me for a couple of weeks and I'll straighten you up. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much.
All right. Anytime, buddy. I love you.
Yeah. Love you too. Love you too, Travis.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for
You know, Eric is probably the best human I know. I'm serious. He really is. He's this amazing human being. And so he has this sense of a truth, depth, and center that is beyond. And so what happens when that happens? Well, you get these crazy gifts that take you to this high space. What happens when that happens? I don't know. How do I know? Right? I'm just walking along. But we all need to hold each other's hand through this time we're in. And it could be Gail Fitzsimmons with what you had to go through with stage 4. It could be me with with dying 5 times of COVID. It could be, I mean, whatever we got going. It could be Christy Moore with her kids that are driving her a little crazy. Everybody's got a little something, something, right? And this is a time where we got to hold each other's hand really tight. And if you hold each other's hand really tight, you're going to outlove it. Remember, like I was real hung up on outloving stuff, you know, like a couple of months ago. I figured it out. I figured out how to solve every problem. You just got to outlove it, you know. And I see Suzanne Walscott, I love you, girl. And so you outlove it. You got all these kids, they're all in different directions, but you just outlove things. And when you're outloving things, and you know, you just do it. You just do it. And when you step up and you do that, that makes everything really, really amazing. So realize that you can outlove the issues. You really, truly can. It works like that. It works like that. Suzanne, let me talk to you. Let me talk to Suzanne. Let me talk to Suzanne.
You got it, Michelle.
Suzanne. I got her.
You got her?
Yeah, I got her.
There you are. We good? Okay, unmute, Suzanne. Yeah. There we go. Yeah. There we are. Whoops, I went back. Okay, unmute again.
There we go.
Oh, there we are. How do you outlove everything? You're a freak like that. You're very resilient. You're very strong and you're very tough. And you're very soft and you're very sweet and you're very kind. How do you outlove it?
I'm just tenacious and it's like there's no time limit to it. So you just keep at it.
That, you know, I think people, you know, I thought about that today and I came to the same answer you just came to, right? Everybody puts timelines on everything. I don't know that there's a certain little timeline. I think it really is not time limits. I think that sometimes things are timeless, and I think that we go a bit beyond it, and sometimes we go a bit before it. And so whatever you do, you have the ability to outlove it, and not many people do. But I've seen you do it all the time, time and time and time and time again. You know, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so, but you would say, don't put a limit on it with people, because people get it. What people get it when they get it, they don't get it, whatever, like on everybody's agenda.
They get it when they get it. And so, and it happens when it happens and it works. And so oneness is not a timeline issue. And so I, that was my conclusion. That was me after me thinking for something, some about something for hours today. And I realized it's like that. Oneness is not a timeline. And so you guys remember that with all the people you're working with and all your loved ones and all the people you're dealing with, whatever it may be, and all your BS and all their BS and whatever, you bring that to an art form, you know, yeah. And it serves you very well. And so.
Yeah, well, I still have one daughter. I'm still working on my Christy. So if you have any thoughts on her, that'd be great. Otherwise, yeah, it's just, it keeps getting better and better with time if you just are patient with everything.
You know what? I do. I was thinking about her today, bizarrely, right? And I got some thoughts. And so, you know, call me and I'll tell you. But I got some thoughts. I really got some thoughts. And I was thinking about her today, you know, because I'm always about solving everything, you know, with everybody. And so, and it finally does. It works out, you know. So anyway, that's what I see. But I just want to say thank you for being you.
Well, thank you. You. A lot of good light, loving energy for your healing too.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel you. I see you. You know, sometimes, you know, it's really wild because sometimes I see Suzanne's face when I wake up. I see her face. There's her face. You know, and so, and the reason is because she's bringing in all this light, all this beautiful light. And that's amazing. There we are. And beautiful projections of light. That's really good. All right. Michelle, who we got? What are we talking to? Who are we talking to?
I have Fallon. Beautiful Fallon. Hi, Fallon.
Oh, hey, Fallon.
Hi. We love
hey,
you.
Girl. What are you doing?
Oh,
you're pretty.
Just you.
You are pretty. You're pretty. I like pretty. You look pretty.
Anyway. I want to see if you wouldn't mind sending some healing to Alice and checking on Joe. Alice really needs some
love. I saw, you know, I have been checking on Joe. He's making a joke and he's sitting in a transition heaven and he says he's getting his sea legs. which means he's getting acclimated to heaven, you know, and so he transitioned and he's up there and there he is. And so he's just this amazing, 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 amazing being. And, you know, I love him. I love him. I love him. And, you know, he's been so many times apart as Alice has with everything we do and everywhere we do it. You know, when he first came to me, he came to me in a retreat and Alice had been with us for a long time. You know, he was diagnosed with a cancer that was going to take him out in no time at all. And that was years and years ago. And I said, no, that's not going to happen. It didn't. And he lived for years and years. And so, he's now though in a beautiful transition in a beautiful heaven. I see God with him. And God's giving him a heart. And this is interesting. I've never seen this gift before, but he's in heaven. But he's missing Alice even in heaven. Made me tear up. Oh, and so, but when you're as in love as he was with Alice and as Alice with him, you feel this. You do feel a sense of miss, you know. And I rarely see that. Usually, when you go to heaven, everything's blissful and lovely and yippee, okay. But he's in a transition to heaven, and I see him feeling this missing, you know, like something's missing, and God's handing him a heart, and when I look inside the heart, it's Alice's face.
Oh.
Wow. Feel that?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. That's like so powerful. That's so powerful. I didn't know that. Because I wondered, like, how do you get through, you know, being as in love as those guys were. And
yeah, they're soulmate.
Yeah, how do you get through that? How do you get through that? How does that work? And so, but I see transition heaven, and I see God handing him a heart, and God's asking him, do you feel better now? And he said, yeah, I do. I hope I can get through this. But he then asked, could Alice have the same gift? And God said, yeah. So God's giving Alice a beautiful golden rainbow heart. And I see Joe inside the heart. And God just put it in her chest. And that'll help fill the emptiness that she feels. Wow.
Thank you.
Tell her to look back at this, if she would, if she can go online and look back, or either you tell her about it.
I will.
Tell her we love her. We send in light every day.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, guys. I know she really appreciates it.
Yeah, there we are.
I love the pictures, Michelle.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Thank you. I love them too.
Well, I'm talking to him in heaven. He says, my fondest memories. He says, you can remember in heaven, just like earth. I go, cool. I'm asking him, is there any enlightenment? He said, I'm with the lovingest people that I could ever be with. Thank you. And he says, thank you, Fallon. Thank you. He said, thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Deed.
Thank you. We miss you, Joe. We love you.
Yeah. Beautiful. Wow. I hope I convey it well enough.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Gary.
Uh-huh. He just says that Alice is the most special person in the world on Earth, and he was very lucky.
Yeah, she is. She is a very special person.
Oh, man. Wow. Beautiful.
I'll definitely tell her. I'll have her watch this.
Yeah, and if any of you guys need healing.
I love that picture.
Look at that picture. If you need healing, look at that picture. Wow. That's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It transcends dimensions. It transcends. It's actually connected to heaven and connected to here. You know, that's what this heart, this special heart. So, I mean, God's got it all worked out. Do I have it figured out? Lord, no. Of course not. You know, I learn little pieces of the puzzle every week and, you know, and every day. And, you know, and I'm so glad I do. And I try to share it with you guys. But this is the first time I ever saw that gift. I never saw the gift of the heart that went to him in his transition heaven. Beautiful paradise, you know, tropical. It looks like a tropical garden. And I never seen that. And I never seen. And then he asked, could she get the gift? And I saw her get it. So she feels better right now, wherever she is. She'll feel better. So there we go.
Yeah, I know she's really been like heartbroken too. So.
Well, now she's got a new heart. Tell her to take the heart. Tell her to take the heart and put it in her chest. You can call her. Tell her. Okay.
Yeah. All right now.
please. Tell her I love her. All right.
I will. Love you, Gary. Love you, Michelle.
Love you. We love you.
Oh, my God. That was so powerful. I feel a lot of you guys getting healed by that. Wow. That was one of the most healing things I ever seen, ever. Oh, I can't stop crying. That was amazing.
Good job. Thank you so much, Gary.
Can you feel that? That was crazy, right? It was just beautiful. That particular gift will heal you guys up from whatever's messing with you, right? That's all it is. We want to let all these lights in from heaven, and we want to bring that light into our being and our world and our heart, so that we're healed up. And so that's what we want. We want to do all those things. Wow, that was a lot of love. That was crazy. What is your take on that, Dino? What's your take? Are you crying?
No, I'm crying for him.
It takes a lot to make me cry, but that made me cry.
I know. I'm messing with you. I knew you were crying. I'm like, are you crying, Dino? Yeah. All right. Oh, that was special. Oh, there we go. You can see all that too, Michelle. You see every damn thing.
Yeah.
You can see him in heaven. You can see where I was looking at him, right? You can see all that.
Yep. Yeah. I heard everything you said to him and everything he said.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Did you feel that?
Huh?
You did?
Your mom and my dad, so.
Oh, did that? Oh, okay. Bavis lost his dad this last year.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, when you lose people, you want to really know they're really there, right? You know, I know all the times I've channeled somebody from the other side or somebody, and you know, I mean, it really, and I can tell it matters. I mean, I can tell they freak out, you know, they're like, oh my God, that was really my mom, or that was really my sibling, or that was my relationship. That was my soulmate. And so, but there's, when people have this crazy connection, wow, then you get these crazy spiritual gifts that are very different and super heavenly. And so that's what that was. Hokey dokey. Next.
Thank you, Gary. I got Valerie Verham. Valerie, thank you for being patient, Valerie.
We appreciate- Hey, girl. How are you? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That beat me up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I understand that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Oh, so what's your question, honey? What's going on? Let me try to help you.
A sister, you helped me with my brother when he was going through a second liver transplant. My sister has Parkinson's and some deterioration in her spine, and she's been in really severe pain. She's on tonight, Vivian. And okay. So I don't know if maybe there's something you can do to ease some of the pain that she's having in her back. They say they can't do surgery or anything. Yeah. To alleviate it.
They can't do surgery because she shakes?
That's part of it, but they're just telling her it's not an option.
Okay. I hear it is if she goes to a different clinic.
Yeah, that's what I tried to tell her last night was, you know, you can't listen to.
Yeah, if they say no, that means sometimes not right now. I really see the Mayo helping her if she goes there. Yeah. Where is she? Where does she live?
She lives in San Diego County, South San Diego County.
Okay. She may check on the Mayo Hospital Clinic, you know, whatever. I feel good. I heard that in my head. But I'm clearing her off, and I'm asking God for the spiritual gifts she needs to feel better, and I see her getting a golden skeleton. Okay? And so a golden skeleton gives you a certain strength with your skeleton. With your bones, and there it just rolled into her body. See how your whole body got hot? See, you could feel that, right? Yeah, well, hers did too, and so she'll feel that, and that'll help her out a lot. She's a real special person.
You know? Really is.
Yeah, I don't know if she's ever wrote anything, but she's very capable of writing.
Yeah,
and I feel good about it.
She used to write. I think my mother was a poet of some kind,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I see her writing stuff, and I feel really good about it. And so tell her that.
She can hear you. She's on.
She's on. Okay, well, there. Tell her I love her. And so, this golden skeleton will give her a certain warmth. Right now, when I tap into her, she's feeling warm in the back of her head. Her hands are light. Her eyes are hot. Oh, wow. When your eyes get hot, that means you have spiritual vision. So she's actually pretty clairvoyant, you know. And she meditates a little bit, she'll be able to see everything, you know, like I do, you know. And so that's really good for her. There we go. And Parkinson's is a weird disease. You know, one of my best friends has Parkinson's, and I was working with him one day, and I didn't, this was years ago, and I'm clearing away, and I just thought, you know, I can do this. I can do this. You know, I always think I can do everything, and I don't know that I can, but I do everything I can do, and then I do more. But I was clearing him, and I cleared this upside down pyramid that was on him, and he went from doing this to doing this. He stopped shaking. And so I went, ah. And I realized that I had discovered the keys to the kingdom on fixing Parkinson's, right? And so then I have another friend in Ojai who has Parkinson's, and every time I'm in Ojai, I'm always clearing him. And he's a friend of Allison Richards, and his name's Bob. And when I work on Bob, I do the same thing. I clear those upside down pyramids, you know, and then I think he feels better. I can feel him, you know, feeling better. And so I just did that with her. So let's see what happens. Okay.
Oh, thank you so very, very much. Yeah, I appreciate you more than you know.
Well, I appreciate you. Upside down pyramids are just hell dimensions that are projected to us little earthlings as we're down here, and they try to put you through a hell. And so if you clear those, if you get the spiritual gifts, and you can ask God, any of you guys are capable of doing this, you ask God for the spiritual gifts or the gift of the sword, the serrated sword will do it to clear those upside down pyramids. And then when you clear that, you'll find that clears that part of hell that's on you. It could be Parkinson's. It could be a lot of different things, you know. And so, but as you clear that, your hell will go away. And so that's what I figured out. So there we are.
Thank you so very, very much.
Hey, good luck. Good luck.
Do you see anything on me that needs to be cleared?
I just did.
Thank you.
You're easy. You're easy.
Thank you so much.
You don't hold on to a damn thing. You hold on to nothing, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. Do my best. Yeah.
You do really good, honey. You do good. I don't see you hold on to stuff. See, when people hold on to things, they have drama, and they hold on to all this stuff. They get a mess. And so, but you guys, you know, you look good. There we are. Good. Michelle, who we got, girl?
Thank you, Gary. I got Bunny Lee. Beautiful
Lee.
Bunny Lee. And she's got Daniel with her.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Oh, hey. Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? You're my favorite folks. What's up?
We're chilling out.
Good. I am too. I'm chilling out too. There we go. So you guys are looking good. So what's happening? Ask me questions about whatever you want to know. I'll try to go into it.
Actually, I have something since what's that? What's your friend's name there?
Travis.
Travis. Yeah, Travis. Hey, Travis.
How you doing?
Actually, Gary, I absolutely have something for you, but just real quick, I wanted to speak to Travis because I also am a recovering addict, and I was gone for what, four or five minutes myself, and now I'm actually in school for psychology, and doing really great and everything, and
I see you doing good.
Yeah, so what I wanted to just say to him was, you know, in this process, you know, of recovery, and it really has to do with everybody, is, you know, just having a growth mindset, you know, about the things that, you know, you don't actually think you can do, but you actually can do, you know.
Boy, that makes sense.
Okay, so... I'll sit up and explain it to you real quick.
Thank you.
2 minutes and that's it. So so this lady I follow, right? She did this study. Okay. And what she did was she took 30 hotel workers, right? So these hotel workers are strenuous workers. They work all day. They're on their feet. They do all this work, right? So what she did was she took them. She split them up into 15, you know, 15 here, 15 there. Gave 15 of them a huge sundae, big shake, right? And they both got the same thing, so they thought. All right, and they were hooked up so they could show, you know, their brain functions while they received this, you know, huge sundae full of chocolate, everything else. So the ones that had the, you know, sugar full, you know, full of sugar, fudge, all the toppings and everything, their brain functions go way up. You know, you can see it in the results. While the ones that, the other ones, the other 15 that had the same shake, so they thought, you know, theirs went way up, you know, also. And then they come to find out a week later that 15 of them were given a completely sugar-free shake. They weren't given the same one. It was okay. All about what they thought they were given. Right. That made them believe and made their brain, you know, the reaction and the serotonin levels, you know, and that applies to their work ethic and what they do in these hotels and as they work all day. And it applies to addiction as well, because the things that you don't think you can do, you know, and the struggles that in your daily life, you know, it's all about how you think about things, you know, and as you know, go along in your recovery, I don't know how far along you are, but you'll see that, you know, I've come a really long way in a short amount of time, and I'm really proud of it. So
I'm proud of you.
I wish you the best. But Gary, also, I'm still having like this really, what would you call it?
Stress?
Wanting to throw two laptops off the side of the porch into the river and really called stress. But my schoolwork just got to me this week, right? So
I can see what that is. Let me clear that off. Is that okay?
Yeah. And so,
yeah, many times, and I found this with Travis. I mean, I really have, right? Oh, I love that. I love you, Cross. And so I found this with Travis. And so it is, you know, I would clear off old traumas and you would get better by leaps and bounds, okay? And there's different dimensions that will attack human beings, all of us at the same time. So let me clear this dimension off of you. Is that okay, buddy? I'm going to clear it off of you. And they're the same dimension I cleared off of him earlier today, I'm clearing off of you. And there we are. And I'm just clearing this from around you. I felt your feet immediately get warm. Bunny, you felt your feet get warm. Feel that?
Yeah,
you felt your feet get warm. And so his feet just got warm. And I see this new, and what I see is a God spirit that slipped inside you. So I'm just seeing this big giant. There's only one other person tonight that got this God spirit. And I saw that, but I see this God spirit slipping inside your body. And now I see demons flying out that are old demons. So, I mean, if you, you know, your whole life, you collect all these things, right? And then it takes a minute to shake them. Mm-hmm. And so, but I just see this God spirit slipping inside your body. And the same thing, I did this earlier today with him, the exact same routine, right? And God had me do this. Remember how you were like totally different? Mm-hmm. You were like, oh my God, I feel so much better. And so, mm-hmm. But there you are. And so now I see you just full of light and I feel your hands now warming up. See? And I see you turning into the healer you are. I think it's great you're going into psychology. And I see you helping a ton of people. So you're going to, and Travis went into coaching people who have the same problem he has. And I saw him and I've seen him help these people. And these people are calling me up going, oh my God, you wouldn't believe he saved my life. And I'm going, you know, in my mind, I'm like, really? I mean, yeah, really, you know. And so,
I'm working on a broadcast with, doing a podcast like recovery authors do, and you know, kind of just for a platform for everybody, you know, something.
I see your creative ideas will come to fruition and nail it. That's what I see. So, and I wish that for you. Anyway, I got to run. They're going to kill me. Anyway, I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you guys. Thank you for tapping in. Thank you for being here with me. You know, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for hanging out. You were good. You were just sitting there being good, you know? And so
I tried.
You tried? Yeah. Tried. Yeah. What would be your advice to everybody? What's your advice to everybody? You went through hell. I've never seen any human being go through as much hell as you went through and actually live. You know, I think it was always surprising for Dean and I when you would actually live another week. You know, it was kind of like that, Dean, right? Wasn't it like that?
Yeah, at his point, yeah, it was like that. I mean, I just expected any day for Gary to call me and say, all right, Travis, you know, he went to the light and we need to plan a funeral. It was that bad at one point.
Yeah. And so you you came out of this, you came through it. You did this. A lot of this had to do with you helping other people. How do you feel when you help other people with the same problem?
Well, my Ed Mylett, who's someone I listen to online, he says that you're most qualified to help the person you used to be. So I was the biggest drunk on the planet, so I guess I'm pretty qualified.
All right, there you are. You know,
keep it simple.
Yeah, but you admit your truth, and so. I think that's really what it amounts to. You know, you go, here's what I was and here's what I am, and you know, and here's what I'm gonna do. You have amazing intention though, and I've saw your intentions be magical. And so I'm so happy for you.
I mean, you told me my whole life, I always ask you, what do I gotta do to be successful? What ask God? And God says, stop caring what people think.
Well, there's a big one.
So
all you guys right now, stop caring what other people think. Shut the hell up in your heads. Stop it. Stop caring what everybody else thinks. That don't matter. It really don't matter at all. At all. Care about what you think. Care about what God thinks. Have your connection with yourself, with God, with all the people you love. You're beautiful. All of you guys are beautiful. But so you finally quit caring about what other people thought.
Yeah. So when I went to detox the last time, and it was like, okay, you're got to go to treatment, you're gonna have to ask people for help. And that's when Seth was like, should we put your GoFundMe out there? And like, well, everyone's gonna know. I'm like, okay. So when I put it out there, everyone knew. There wasn't anything more to hide, so for 20 years I was worried about what people thought instead of going and get help. I'm like, oh my God, what do they think? And then when everyone found out they were behind me and they were supporting me, it was 20 years of bullshit.
And a lot of you guys actually, you know, kicked into his GoFundMe page to get Travis's life back. And so thank you for doing that. And so that's beautiful. Yeah. So don't care.
Travis.
What'd you say, Michelle? Say it again.
I said, he's a true testimonial and how everyone helped out. That was amazing.
It was amazing. You guys are amazing. Thank you. We're all family here on Tapping In. Thank you for being my family. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Hang out at the next spiritual retreat, Michelle. It's happening when? June. Where are we?
Yeah, June 20, 21, 22, and 23, Thursday through Sunday. Awesome. Right there in your house in Troy.
Yeah. Yeah, right where we are, right here. And so I appreciate you guys. Come and join me for the beautiful spiritual retreat. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Call me for a private reading, 800-827-GARY. And I'm kicking along, cranking along, feeling a lot better. Thank you for all your prayers and stuff. And I really appreciate you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.